Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to create positive tension in the dressage horse. Now, if your horse is tense in a dressage test, then that means that you're going to get marked down, right? Well, it really depends on the kind of tension that we're talking about. So did you know that positive tension can go a long way to enhancing your performance in the dressage arena and can even improve your horse's paces? So in this podcast episode, we're going to discuss how positive tension can be a good thing for your dressage horse and how you can go about creating it. So first things first, it's important that we clarify the difference between positive tension and negative tension. So positive tension is consistent and controllable. It creates greater power and impulsion. It gives the paces more cadence, expression, and spring, with the horse still remaining supple through his body. Now, in contrast, negative tension is inconsistent and uncontrollable, and negative tension manifests itself in spooking, tightness through the horse's body, a loss of rhythm, resistance to the contact, a lack of attention on the rider, and even a complete loss of control or an explosion. Now, one thing to understand is that positive tension and relaxation are not mutually exclusive. Now, you would think that if your horse is tense, then he's not relaxed, right? Well, not so fast with that. Now, if we're talking about in terms of negative tension, then yes, that statement is true. If your horse is showing negative tension, then he is not relaxed. However, your horse can be relaxed at the same time as displaying positive tension. And in order for us to explain why that is, we need to take a look at what relaxation means within dressage. So, relaxation is a mandatory requirement for dressage. The horse must be both mentally and physically relaxed in all phases of the training. However, relaxation does not mean that your horse is half asleep. He should still be alert, attentive, reactive to your aids, and in front of your leg. Relaxation means that all the horse's muscles that are not required for the exercise or the work that's been carried out should be relaxed. But the horse should be ready to use his muscles for the next movement or the next exercise. A good way to imagine this is to picture a ballet dancer. Now, tension is needed in the body of a ballet dancer to create those beautiful lines and those explosive movements. But there is no worry or stiffness in the movements. They dance in a relaxed and powerful way, but he or she is still working, there is still some tension in the body, and they're not simply slumped on the sofa watching Netflix. And this is how relaxation and positive tension can work together. So now let's talk about why is this positive tension desirable? Well, when it's harnessed correctly, positive tension can take your dressage performance to a whole new level. An otherwise lackluster test can be transformed into one where the horse shows off his power, his elegance, his paces, and his presence. Now, for that very reason, many top dressage riders favour hot horses, but it's important that those horses are the right type of hot. Because the main aspect of positive tension is that it is controllable. So you don't want to be sat on a horse that could turn itself inside out at any moment. Instead, you want to be able to ride a highly expressive extended canter one moment and then walk around on a long rein with your horse totally chilled out the next moment. So now that we know what this positive tension is, how do we go about creating it? Well, next up, we're going to take you through 5 steps to help you create positive tension in your own horse. So the first step, step 1, is to establish relaxation. Although this podcast is about creating tension, we must never neglect relaxation. If the horse is not relaxed first, both mentally and physically, then you will not be able to create positive tension to work alongside of it. Instead, you will create negative tension and you will multiply it. So if at any point during your training, you lose your horse's relaxation, then you need to stop what you are doing and re-establish it before continuing. And the next, step number 2, is you need to establish a connection. So you need to have your horse working from your leg into your hand. So in other words, you need to establish a connection between your horse's hind legs and the contact. Now, when you are riding, there should be a constant circle of energy that should flow from the horse's active hind legs over his swinging back. It should arrive in the horse's mouth, travel along the reins to your hands. It should pass through your body, your seat, and into your legs. And then it should go back into the activity of the horse's hind legs. And that energy circle should continue to flow round and around. And for you to create positive tension, the horse must feel secure and safe working within this circle of energy. Now, in order to achieve this crucial connection, you, the rider, must be able to sit in a balanced position independently from the contact and without gripping with your legs. And that enables you to recycle the forward energy that your legs create, and you allow it to flow through the horse's back and into the contact. Now, if you are having any trouble with establishing this connection, or you want more information about what it is that we've just talked about, then please go to our website, howtodressage.com, and search for the article titled, How to Ride Your Horse from Back to Front. All the information that you will require will be in that article, along with a handy diagram which will show you the energy circle. But now we're going to move on to step 3, which is creating positive tension. So positive tension is created by tactfully increasing the amount of energy, impulsion, and engagement that you require from the horse. Now, for this, you are going to use transitions between the paces, such as a working trot to medium trot to collected trot. And you're also going to use transitions that skip a pace, such as walk to canter and trot to halt. And you're going to ride those transitions in combination with the half halt. Now, those transitions between the pace and those that skip a pace, when they're ridden frequently in succession, they will increase your horse's responsiveness to your aids. They will help to keep him thinking forwards, and they will encourage him to push more from his hind legs. Now, at the same time, you use the half halt to help keep the horse light in the forehand and to encourage self-carriage. Now, your goal when you are riding these exercises is to increase the activity behind while still maintaining the same rhythm, the same tempo, and the same swing through the horse's back. Now, at any time, you should be able to yield your hand forward, such as in like a given retake, and your horse should maintain the same outline and the way of going. And this helps to confirm that the horse is pushing more from the hind legs, as well as staying in self-carriage. Now, this will help to create more positive tension in your horse, and it will show in greater expression, greater power, and greater spring in your horse's paces. Now, before we move on to step 4, we just want to talk about the use of the whip. Now, depending on your horse's temperament, your leg aids might not be enough to create the impulsion that you need for positive tension. And in that case, the correct and timely use of the whip can be helpful. However, you should use the whip to support the engagement and not simply to make the horse go forward. Now, greater engagement teaches the horse to close his frame correctly from back to front without running through the bridle. Now, every horse's sensitivity to the whip is slightly different. However, you should aim to use as little contact with the whip as possible. Now, in general, a gentle touch or a light tap with the whip should be all you need to help motivate your horse to move away from your leg. Okay, so now let's move on to step four. And for this step, you're going to now reinforce the relaxation. So after you have demanded more from the horse through all those transitions and the half halts, greater engagement, greater impulsion, etc., you're now going to allow the horse to take the reins and stretch. Now, there are a few reasons for this, and those are as follows. So firstly, it helps to keep the horse loose and supple through his back and neck. Secondly, it rewards the horse for his efforts. Thirdly, it prevents positive tension from turning into negative tension. Fourthly, it helps to refresh the pace. And lastly, it keeps the energy flowing over the horse's back and encourages him to keep stretching into the contact. Now, if you're not quite sure how to go about allowing your horse to stretch on a long rein, then please search our podcast archives or have a look on our website, howtodressage.com, because we have done an article and a podcast episode on how you can go about teaching your horse to stretch on a long rein. But then once you've done that, you're then going to move on to step five, which is basically to repeat. So you're going to repeat steps three and four, which is the transitions, increasing the impulsion, asking for more engagement, and step four being the stretching. You're going to repeat those continuously throughout your training sessions. And this helps you to build your horse's expression and power and create positive tension in your horse's body that is both controllable and consistent. Now, it's important that throughout this process, you take your time, because the expression and power that come from positive tension cannot be created overnight. And if you rush the process, or if you ask for too much than what your horse is currently able to handle, then you risk creating negative tension, which will then push you right back to square one. So at all times, your horse must be able to easily recover his equilibrium, and he should never feel as though he is about to boil over. Now, if you have created positive tension correctly, then your horse will be able to seamlessly transition from bouts of more strenuous work, where you are demanding higher levels of engagement, power, and expression, and he will be able to transition into calmly and rhythmically walking around the arena on a loose rein, and then be able to go back into the more difficult work and do so without any tightness or loss of attention. Now, in contrast, if you have created negative tension, then that will manifest itself in the following ways. So you could see a loss of rhythm or jogging. You could get a tempo that is too quick or inconsistent. The horse could become tight through his top line. He could also start to spook and show a loss of attention. He could become unsteady in the contact. The transitions could become unbalanced. And overall, there will be a loss of harmony between horse and rider. And if you experience any of those issues, even if only very slightly, then you must go all the way back to step one and re-establish the relaxation before continuing on. So, to wrap this episode up, negative tension is destructive to the dressage horse's performance. It can cause nervousness, tightness, spooking, and a loss of attention. A negatively tense horse often bears down on the rider's contact, the rhythm is often damaged, and the whole picture lacks fluency, lightness, and harmony. However, positive tension can be harnessed to improve the horse's way of going. It can create expression, lightness, and a better cadence, all whilst maintaining a supple body and a supple mind. Importantly, one thing to remember is that positive tension is controllable and consistent, whereas negative tension is uncontrollable and inconsistent. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.